down! Put, 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 put!
All Packers, all the time.
But I had somebody retweet it to me and say, wild throw, question mark? I mean, no. Like, good throw, but also I would say, like, if Aaron Rodgers made that throw, we wouldn't even be talking about it. We'd be like, oh.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you. And by the Bridgewater Modern Grill, nestled in the heart of Milwaukee's emerging Harbor District. Enjoy a specialty crafted menu centered around a custom oak-fed grill.
All right, well, in this moment right here, I learned that I will not ask the question I was going to ask because she was going to ask the question that I was going to ask. That works out perfectly. Look at that symmetry. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Oh, you can ask it.
No, you ask it.
No, it's fine.
No, you said you wanted to ask
it. It's already out
there. No, you ask it.
Okay. Hi, Jason.
Was it, Jason, how are you doing today? Because I'm fine. And either one of you could ask.
I got that one. Ha ha.
The question is, the fact that Clifford the Big Red Dog has played so well this preseason, does that detract at all from Jordan Love? Almost like...
Wasn't this a poll question yesterday?
Was it, Ash?
Yes, it was.
Or am I having some sort of weird deja vu where I dreamed that or something?
That'd be cool if you were dreaming about our Twitter polls, Jason.
It was, but it was so, like, in favor of no. I'm like, how can that be in favor of no?
Because fifth-round
pick. Would questions whether he'd even be drafted, and he's playing fairly well.
So if somebody overachieves or overperforms, that's a bad thing somehow?
I think they're doing arithmetic in 10th grade.
Yeah, so we actually used that clip on our show.
You're welcome.
Because I think, thank you for your service. but I think the problem, I'm not here to critique your polls, nor am I here to dream about them. But I think the problem with that is that, I don't want to speak for the fans who voted, because it was like 81% no when we talked about it, is that I totally understand what you're saying. And Tausch's point was, we can't have it both ways. We can't in one breath say that the preseason doesn't mean anything and they're playing vanilla schemes and it's not like the regular season and it's not an accurate depiction of where guys are at in their development. And then in the same breath say, oh my God, have you watched Jordan Love? Look how good he's been. He's been so good. And then also see that Sean Clifford is having success. I totally understood what you were driving at. I'm not sure that the poll got you the understanding of the fan base that maybe you were seeking. But I would say this. The hype train has left the station, and it is all gas, no brakes, although I guess they would run on steam or coal or whatever, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I don't know.
Sorry, we're really bad at metaphors here also.
That's Tausch's area. Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is that I don't know what happened because, yeah, has he looked calm, cool, collected, not frazzled? Yes. Are we really going to spend so much time talking about how great he was in a game in which the first drive ended, obviously, in the botched snap. The second drive ended in a punt, and then he drove for a touchdown, which was great, after the Patriots took out their starting corners. He's been good, and it's encouraging, and you can be excited. But to extrapolate that out and say, you know, he's going to be a Pro Bowler or whatever's going on in the Packers fan base, I'm not ready to do that. If they want to do that, great. But I don't think that preseason play conclusively proves that. And I think your argument is, hey, Sean Clifford, who almost wasn't drafted, is doing well in the preseason. So that should tell you how valuable preseason is to evaluate how good a quarterback really is.
I love it. Yeah. So I interpret that, Jason, as I had a great theory, and Ashton's way he worded the poll was absolutely terrible.
I worded it exactly as you said, word for word.
I don't remember that.
I don't want you guys fighting when I'm around.
Oh, we sweet. Like, yeah, we're
fighting
past
in front of the kids. I can't have that. So,
Jason, when it comes to Jordan Love, like how I know that the president of the team, you know, decided to throw his timeline out there, but
he's a complicated fella.
How long? I mean,
wait, what are you talking about? What timeline? What are you talking about?
Mark Murphy.
What? Said, oh, we're going to know after six games or whatever.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So how long do you think it's going to take for us to kind of marinate on Jordan Love this season? Because everybody, much like they are right now, whether you're Dan Orlovsky or Rich Eisen, everybody's going to be rushing to judgment on this kid, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, there's no doubt that's what's happening. I saw Pat McAfee tweeting something, too, and they were talking about it. And Ty Schmidt, who was on their show and who is obviously a huge Aaron Rodgers, athletic supporter, is now all in on Love or something. It's look, we have been so starved for data points and information on him that now we have two new ones because outside of those of us that attend practice, what else do people have beyond those two preseason games, right? They have fan shot Twitter videos of 11-on-11 periods, which strangely enough, I did not see anyone post the pick six that Jordan Love threw on the first play of the 2-minute drive against the Patriots in Thursday's practice. I was a little surprised that didn't make it onto social media. We have been so starved for information about him and things to evaluate from him that I just think everything is blown completely out of proportion, and he hasn't had any moments that were bad publicly that were blown out of proportion because he hasn't really had any of them, right? Like even the preseason games, you know, he's played 5 series, 29 snaps, and other than the throw across the middle to Musgrave, where he was wide open and he missed him, has there been really a bad play by him that stands out that would bring the scrutiny of, oh, this guy? I mean, unless you're Adam Schein proclaiming that this guy can't play football, no one has said that. And now everyone has, I mean, I am amazed at how the script has flipped. Like, it is all Jordan Love is going to be awesome all the time. And I think it's proof of why it's important for us, the four of you, Tausch and Jesse and I think that's why it's so important for us to try and not be hot take artists who just, you know, think that we should drive listenership by saying stuff that gets attention. I think we have a responsibility to inform the fan base as best we can, give the insight that has been gleaned from playing in the NFL for a decade, like you and Tausch did, or from 28 years of covering the team, and trying to give people an understanding of, okay, he's done some good things, he's done some not so good things, things are going to be different in the regular season, so let's just wait and see what happens starting on September 10th in Chicago. And then let's see what happens when he goes down to Atlanta on September 17th and he goes up against another young quarterback in Desmond Ridder and see how that goes. And then let's see what happens when he comes back to Lambeau Field for the opener in week 3. Like, I just, everyone is in such a rush to either proclaim that they knew that this guy was going to be great or this guy was going to suck that we just can't let the season unfold. Now, to answer your question, Gabe, about when will we know, I'm thinking about midway through the 24 season. Now I'm going to take Mark Murphy's timeline and add a year. Because, he's going to have some good games this year. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt about it. He's going to have some really crappy games this year. I have no doubt about that. What I don't think he is going to be is god-awful terrible. I think if there's one takeaway that we should have today, it's that we've seen enough of him in practice and in these two preseason games to say, this guy is not going to be the worst quarterback in the NFL. He's not going to be that bad. I don't know how good he's going to be, and I don't know how mediocre or somewhat bad he's going to be, but he's not going to be god-awful, total disaster, catastrophic train wreck guy. That's not what he's going to be. That's all I know.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Jennifer.
Where should Zach Tom play? He looks really good. He looks like a guy that they have to have out there on the offensive line. Where do you think he should be this season?
I think he should play center. But I don't think they care what I think.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. From everything I've read, that is Josh's job. Not to be confused with Yash, who we have done, who we have confused.
Why don't they like Yash as much as seemingly everybody in the media, Jason?
Yeah, I know. That's exactly the point that I was going to make. I don't know. And I don't know why they paid him $4 million as a restricted free agent if they don't want to put him in the starting lineup. That was they gave him the second round tender. Like, I'm not sure. I think the starting offensive line, Jen is right. I think it's going to be Bakhtiari, Jenkins, Myers, Runyon, Tom. I don't really like the two first names either. I don't like
Ashton
two last
doesn't
names,
either.
Like Tucker,
he says
Kraft.
He can't trust him.
I don't like Zucker. Tom. Well, I don't.
Kraft isn't a first name, is it?
It's a macaroni and cheese.
Very good.
With peach. No, Tucker Kraft is two last names.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Tucker's
the last name. Yeah.
Yeah. The car.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker from Rush Hour.
That's multiple people with Tucker as a first name, though.
There you go.
Yeah, but he's got
Carlson?
Two last names.
I only know Carlson and Kraft.
Tucker Barnhart.
I don't know who that is.
He's a baseball player that only gave Rye would know.
That guy's got two last names too. So my point is
you
that,
got one.
huh? Ashton Rotman. First name, last name. Unless, are there people with the last name Ashton? Ashton Martin? Oh, no, that's Ashton. Never mind. My point is that I think Zach Tom is a really smart player. And I want my smartest players playing center or tight end, as you guys have found out over the years. I would say that if I was putting together the offensive line, I would go Bakhtiari, Jenkins, Tom, Runyon, Yash. But clearly I like Yash Nyman more than Luke Butkus and Adam Stenovich and Matt LaFleur do.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Very good stuff, as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
I don't think it was.
No, it was solid.
Very strange.
Well, Augie and Kewaskum thinks that you are just reiterating what Chewy is saying, so Ashton should play the drop that Chewy was right.
Chewy was right? Holy Chewy was right.
Jason, I did say I'm not moving off of my prediction until you do, so I'm with you. We're married together in this thing.
How do you feel about that, Jason? Being married to Chew?
You didn't really have a say in it. It's like one of those arranged marriages.
Get some earplugs.
I feel like the luckiest man
on the face.
On the face. Earth. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.